Velkommen til podcasten Søger Noget Seriøst. Mit navn er Steven Højlund, og jeg har gjort det til mit mål at hjælpe singler som dig med at finde kærligheden og få et bedre singleliv uden frustrationer. Det gør jeg blandt andet gennem denne podcast, hvor jeg forsøger at belyse single- og kærlighedslivet fra alle vinkler. Hvis du oplever frustrationer i dit dating- og singleliv, så har jeg lavet et online datingkursus, som med garanti kan hjælpe dig til at få et sjovere og mere meningsfyldt dating- og singleliv. Kursister får min bog Fra dating til kærlighed og kæreste med gratis, når de bestiller kurset. Du kan finde mere information på singletips.dk. God fornøjelse med podcasten. Velkommen til podcasten Søger Noget Seriøst. Mit navn er Steven Højlund, og jeg har startet den her podcast for alle os singler, som kan have lidt svært ved at navigere på det danske datingmarked. Søger Noget Seriøst er podcasten, hvor vi leder efter svarene på alle de mange spørgsmål om dating, kærlighed og det med at finde en kæreste. Så velkommen til Søger Noget Seriøst. Velkommen til dette 22. afsnit af podcasten Søger Noget Seriøst. I dag skal vi tale om feminin og maskulin energi. Sidste afsnit talte nemlig med Mads Friis, og han talte lidt om det her fænomen omkring maskulin og feminin energi, og hvordan den måske ikke helt er i balance altid for os danskere af en eller anden grund. Og derfor vil jeg egentlig gerne dykke lidt mere ned i det her. Så derfor har jeg ringet til en amerikansk coach, der hedder John Hall. Og det er ham, vi skal tale med i dag. Han har specialiseret sig i par- og dating-coaching, omhandlende de her energier, maskulin og feminin. Så rigtig god fornøjelse. John Hall, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much for taking your time. For those of my listeners who doesn't know you, you're an American, you're an American coach. Your tools are compassion, leadership techniques, transformative techniques, and also keeping your clients accountable to the progress they're making. But the reason why you're on this show today is also because you do relationship coaching. And you work particularly with the masculine and the feminine energies in a relationship. And I found that super interesting to maybe look at that perspective on dating, which is what I'm very much interested in, and finding a girlfriend and finding love.
Yeah. No, it's a lot, but, you know, it summarizes down really. There's a couple of key points. You know, I really was looking to make a direct impact on people. And this came on my own personal journey because after my 23-year marriage imploded when both my kids went to college, I was wondering what the heck happened. How do I make sure this never happens again? And how do I change how I show up in when I start to date again? Right. And then my work and my effort, my own journey led me to this, the concept of masculine and feminine energies. And as I got deeper and deeper into it, there's such a broad impact. It's not just around necessarily our relationships, although it has a key play. Our being able to harmonize our masculine and feminine energies has an impact in how we show up in business and how we show up for our family and how we show up in relationship to others, how we ultimately as men live our life's purpose and our mission and achieve what we're really meant to achieve here on earth. And so it really has a very powerful impact as you get to know this.
It's also a super interesting topic right now, as masculine and feminine sort of is re-transformed or renegotiated, I think, in society. What is the masculine? What is the feminine? We have the Me Too movement. We have, I think, there is a surging movement within understanding the masculine as well, at least in Denmark, but probably also in the States. And therefore, I really think it hits the nail really, really well there, especially in this podcast as well, where we really try to understand, especially from maybe the masculine perspective a little bit more than the feminine, because I'm a man, to how do we renegotiate, how we position ourselves in this changing world, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and we'll start a little bit. Let's talk about the masculine and feminine energies a little bit, because that can throw people off sometimes. So there is a history, and a lot of times we have these concepts of masculinity and femininity that have come across over time. And a lot of times they've been forced through this patriarchal lens of history, or, you know, depending on where you come from, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of baggage that can be attached to these. So when I speak about the masculine and feminine energies, there's something that are inside of all of us. And the masculine energy is really the side of us that's focused on freedom, on completion, on presence and awareness, right? Being able to look at where we are in terms of the infinite timeline that we're in, and being aware of our moment and our space within it. And it's very powerful. I like to refer to this as the go mode, right? It's really the, how do I get things done? How do I make the mark on the world? How do I really, I think there's a natural desire to provide, to protect that comes out of this. And that's that masculine side. It's very structured. It's very driven. And it seeks to be complete, to be free and done, right? I'm done with the day and I am free, right? That's the masculine. That's the go mode. And then there's this feminine energy that exists within us all as well. And the feminine energy is really focused on that deeper flow of life. It's the deeper connectedness. It's how everything flows together. It is seeking love. It is seeking connection. It is seeking more, right? So it is the opposite. The masculine is seeking less. I want to be done. I want to be free. The feminine is seeking more, right? How do I get more life, more energy, more joy, more fun? How do I maximize this moment that I'm in? And it's very focused on the present moment and just the connectedness of everything at that point in time.
How do we access these energies? How do we connect with them?
Well, it happens naturally for us. And it's really, I think there's an interrelation between what we do and the energy that is evolving within us. And we can use this interplay both ways, right? So the energy will drive what we do, and what we do can build and strengthen that energy. So, you know, the other part is I am an embodiment coach. So there's a mind-body connection that occurs, and fascinating science behind it. But we will, you know, my wife coaches the feminine side as well. And we'll take our clients through practices where there's masculine practices that will deepen and expand that energy and let us get in touch with it. And then there are feminine practices that will again expand and allow you to connect with that. And the beautiful thing is that we'll actually lead our male and female clients through both sides, because if you can, as a man, the more we can be in touch with our own feminine, that we can access our feminine, it allows us to better understand and really truly appreciate the feminine in our partners, right? And the same is true on the other side.
So is that learning how to feel and understand, or is it also like a toolbox that you get from each side, you could say?
It's a tool. Probably a better way to do it is think of it as a toolbox, right? So the ability for us to go, for example, there's a feminine practice that I will lead my clients through, and the ability to feel that, to go into our feelings, to go into our emotions, to feel that deeper pulse of life, to feel the energy that's just flowing through the universe at any moment, and being able to tap into something larger. That's a tool allowing us to go into that side and be able to experience that and be able to really shepherd that, our own feminine, to be able to lead our own feminine within us and be able to tap into it rather than just suppressing it. Because when we suppress it and we shut it off, that's what leads to us really come across as domineering, as unemotional, as detached. You know, it can lead to a heart disconnection, which we really need in masculine leadership. We need our heart to be fully engaged, but not just our heart, right? It's got to be our spine as well. It's got to be that combination of them to provide the strength, but from a heartfelt centered leadership.
So if you look at your clients, what are the typical client on the male side? What are the problems they are sort of going through in life? Why are they calling you, to ask a little bit provocatively?
So the men I work with are typically in their late 30s, early 40s, up until their 60s. They have tended to traded off health or relationship for wealth, right? And so they're starting to experience burnout, or they're starting to notice their health, or especially their relationships are really going south. They're having problems. There are issues coming up, and they're looking to get some harmony across these areas of their life. A lot of times they're maybe men that aren't in a relationship, or they've had this pattern of dates. They're perpetually single, right? They go through a series of 3-month or 4-month relationships, and everything turns upside down and falls apart. And they're really looking to be able to call in the partner that they want to be with in life. So those are some of the different things, but it's not all about the relationship. What I teach them allows them to get more in line with their purpose, more in line with their mission, be able to bring harmony across these areas rather than just single focus in on one and only one.
Well, essentially, that was also why I got in contact with you, right? Because I'm exactly going through those phases, like with the 3-month relationships. And I can definitely relate to the trading the wealth part, where in the early part of your career, you know, you're just hammering through and there are goals to be achieved and so on and so forth. And then certain things are just missed out, and you can always, like as a man, you don't have that panic, the clock ticking. So you can just continue, and then eventually I will find a girl. And there's also another sort of story going around saying like, use your masculine energy to go forward in life, and girls will follow. That's sort of something, at least we are saying here in Denmark, that if you just, you know, use that energy you have to do what you want and excel, then eventually, you know, the girls will be attracted to that power. I don't know if that is true. It didn't quite work for me, but.
Well, I think there's a truth to it, and then there's also more, right? So the truth is, there is a concept called polarity, where if you're in your masculine energy, and it's less the power that you have, it's more your focus and mission in life. So if a woman feels you have this deep mission in life, you are going out to make a big mark on the world, and you have, I mean, nothing will stop you. You are so focused on that mission that you are just going forward. That is going to be very appealing to a highly feminine woman. She's going to feel that. She's going to love that leadership and that direction and that mission and that intention that you set. Now, that said, remember, we've got these energies inside of us both, right? We have both energies, and they're there for a reason. They're not just there to trip us up in the relationship, but they're there to really help us be able to be successful in life. And so that highly feminine woman who's so attracted to your masculine leadership and direction and purpose, she can also be highly masculine. She can also be highly driven and have her own purpose and have reasons to go that way. And if you don't understand that, what will happen is you'll have this attraction, and then she'll go masculine, you'll go feminine or whatever, you'll conflict or stay masculine. And then what will happen is your relationship will start to go south, and you're like, what happened? We had such a great start. We were so attracted. There was so much passion and polarity. And if you don't understand how these concepts work, you'll just go through that pattern of attraction and then falling apart, attraction and falling apart, because you won't understand the nuance and the dance and the tussle that comes out of being in a relationship.
I can definitely relate to that in some of my past dates and relationships. So, but is there something more to this? I mean, let's go a little bit deeper in this. How could I avoid that? Because it's definitely something I can relate to. And I definitely also have a quite strong, I would say, feminine side as well. So I'm, on one hand, I'm quite purpose-driven, but at the same time, I definitely feel, without being super in touch, or I don't have a great understanding maybe of the differences between the two, but I definitely feel that I also have a feminine side as well that is talking to me sometimes.
Yeah, no, well, look, I mean, first off, that's awesome. And I love the fact you have that harmony, you have that access to both. Yeah, I mean, it truly is, because the harmony is key. Being able to access both is key. If you were just always in your masculine energy and you didn't understand and experience and know how to access your own feminine, what would happen is a couple of things, right? You'd be very abrasive. You'd be a jerk, right? You'd be someone that just rubbed people the wrong way, and you wouldn't truly appreciate the feminine side. And more than that, you could even come across as either dismissive, or you could come across as very needy, because you can't access that side of your own. And you're going around with this very needy attitude of what you desire to fill that part for you. So the harmony you have in being able to access both is phenomenal. And it gives you a much greater range and breadth of emotion that you can tap into, right? You can tap into the masculine side when it's called for. You can tap into the feminine side when it's called for. And that's amazing. I would say the missing ingredient for you would be awareness. And it's awareness of what energy are you in and what energy is your partner in? And is that a state that you really desire? And there's that awareness allows you to then see, okay, have I taken the feminine and I'm forcing her into her masculine? Or are we both in our masculine and that's what's causing us to butt heads, right? Are we both in our feminine and that's why we want to just curl up on the sofa with a bottle of wine and watch Netflix movies and we aren't really having that spark that we used to have, right? It's nice and it feels great, but we just don't have that passion, that chemistry. So I would say it's really your awareness of it that's going to drive more than anything else.
Is that awareness like on a daily level, or is it more like a monthly, or like throughout the whole relationship that, you know, my masculinity dominates, or can it really, you know, change overnight, or?
It is moment by moment by moment, right? So, let's see, let's come up with an example here. So let's say that you are accessing your masculine leadership and you've set up this beautiful date for a woman, right? So you've set up a cabin in the woods, you've set up her favorite dinner, you've set up you have her favorite wine chilled and ready to go. You have this nice boat ride plan maybe. And so you take her off into this romantic weekend and everything's fantastic. You are in the masculine leadership. She is relaxed in her feminine and just really being able to not have to think about anything at all, but relax into your leadership. So everything's going wonderfully. Now, she happens to be a CEO of her own business, and she gets a phone call that there's an urgent issue that's happening, right? Something's gone in the news, and she's got it, and it threatens this new release or publication that she has, and she has to shift into her masculine mode to lead her team. So now what's happening? You are in your masculine. She's in her masculine. You may continue to force your vacation and conflict with her, or you may choose to support her during this moment. But now you've gone into that feminine flow mode while she's leading her team through what needs to be done to navigate this crisis in her business. So you can see very quickly how that scenario shifted. Now, if you aren't aware of it, you may find that she takes over the vacation when she hangs up the phone because she's still in drive mode, right? And you allow her to take over the vacation, or if you stayed in your masculine, you're in conflict for the vacation. So having the awareness of she just went to her masculine, I chose one of these other poles. When the call is done, I'm going to lead her. I'm going to take leadership because my core essence is masculine. I'm going to take leadership. I'm going to allow her and lead her back into her feminine, reset the vacation, right? Reset the polarity, and you go back to the state you desire. That's an example of moment by moment by moment leadership and awareness of where that polarity is at.
And it almost sounds like something that really has to be negotiated and awareness that needs to be present on both sides a little bit there, right? Because otherwise it becomes a little bit difficult just to force your masculine energy, right, in that moment.
It is. And let's talk about that a little bit, because we all have a core energy that's within us. And that core energy, right, while we have both energies, there's one that's more, we're more at home with. It's more our natural energy state. For most men, that will tend to be masculine energy. For most women, that will tend to be feminine energy. So when we're in our core, that is where we're going to have our greatest strength, right? That's where we're going to be, you know, if we're in our core masculine and she's core feminine, that's where we're going to have the most spark in a relationship. So knowing that core energy is really important, but here's the key. A lot of times we'll put mask over our core energy. So let's say we were a man, you know, our core was a masculine, but we were constantly told that we were too rambunctious, we were too driven, we need to chill, we need to relax, we need to go with the flow, right? And so we start to put on a feminine mask in order to fit in order to get along. So our core energy is masculine, but we put a feminine mask over it. And then maybe we realize that that feminine mask doesn't really attract the women that we desire. So we go put a masculine mask on over this. We don't deal with the core issue, but we put another mask on. Well, what happens is we attract our reciprocal in the universe, right? We call in the people that are going to be a reciprocal match with us. So we will likely call in a feminine core, you know, core feminine woman, but who's put on a masculine mask because she had to take care of herself and raise herself and lead herself at a very early age. And then found that men didn't really like someone who came in and took over and gave them all the directions. So put on a feminine mask over that. So you can see where these masks start to overlay and impact our core nature. And this is, again, where awareness is, this my core nature? Is it a mask? What, you know, what's the dynamic? And so you getting deeper into your core nature and leading her to get more into her core nature is really important in establishing the relationship and being able to lead aside through that, get to what is more your core and your native state, and being able to be in that, practice being in that, right? Practice the other, but practice being in your core state as well.
That's interesting and also quite advanced, right? Because exactly as you say, how to know the differences. Like in my example, I would definitely consider myself as a core, quite strong masculine, but I definitely know I have a strong feminine mask on that, probably from childhood. I've always been brought up to be helpful and, you know, a little bit, you know, passive as well. Like when you have a negotiation around a table or a talk at work, I'm definitely not the first one to say something. I'm, you know, being less assertive than some of my colleagues often. Like throughout my whole education, I've always been asked to be more assertive because I have the answers. So it's like, why don't you say anything? I've had many of my coworkers and also my managers have said, Stephen, I need you to say something more at this meeting. You need to step up. And I'm like, stepping up? I mean, I'm just assessing the situation, right? But so this has sort of been a common theme. Whether I then put on a third or a second mask, being a masculine mask, maybe sometimes being, now I'm just trying to put other words on it, right? Like, putting on certain traits or doing certain actions that I know is good in this particular dating situation, right? So it's like where my inclination would maybe be to be accommodating at a date or something. Like, for example, in the boat example, where the cabin example as you gave, I would definitely immediately fall to helper mode, and help out to solve the situation, right? Definitely putting me on the feminine side there. And I can relate to it too. I have some examples from my past dating life where we were definitely in some sort of situation like that. And I could definitely see us spending a lot of time getting back into something normalized. And I even have days that I recalled names long time ago instead where I can just see that they had these very powerful masculine energies that they could spike up very quickly, because they were professionals, right? So they used to connect with that very easily.
Yeah, and I think it's something that women have a greater range than we as men have a lot of times. You know, and if we step back a little bit and look at history, right? As men, until maybe the 60s, 70s, it was really about just being in our masculine, period, right? That was the big thing, was just focus on the masculine. There was very focus on the feminine. And then during the 60s and 70s in the West, the feminine started to come out more, right? There were men that were embracing more of their feminine. They, you know, started to explore. You think of kind of that whole hippie culture during the 60s and early 70s, and you see a lot more of a shift to the feminine energy within men. And if you aren't aware of that, right, again, it's about harmony. It's not about being locked in one or the other. But if you aren't aware of that, that's where you'll start to see lack of assertiveness. You'll see lack of drive, lack of mission. And it's where women will start to think of men as spineless, right? Not really having a direction and handing all the decisions over to them. And then women likewise went through a lot of the feminist movement, where, you know, the right to where they could do anything in a career field that men could do, right? They could do anything with their own successful business and are highly, highly successful. There's a great number of women who are truly successful in this area. And I think this is where women have had the ability to exercise going into their masculine more than necessarily men did. Right? Because there's more of a stigma of men going into their feminine energy than women going into their masculine. And this is all about, right? It's not, I'm just locked in my masculine or locked in my feminine, but it's all about the amount of energy and the cleanliness of that energy you produce. So you meet these women that are powerhouses either way, right? I happen to be married to one. So I know this very, very well. She has so much energy and it's so clean that she could be so highly feminine. And then when she's driving her business, she can be highly masculine. And she has a incredible range to this breadth of energy that she can bring either way. And so again, as men, we need to learn how to match that and then learn how to lead women back to their core natural energy.
Mm. That's a lot of responsibility actually on the man then, right? Because again, as you say, there's a certain bias towards the man connecting with the feminine side, and it still is, I feel. It's still something we haven't really discussed, and this is probably the discussion in society we are starting to have right now, whereas female emancipation has been all about moving towards the masculine, taking the job, being in charge, also putting, you could say, numbers, value on the work they did at home as well, right? So it's like, you know, being more assertive and more open and discussing and straightforward about what they were doing and the value they created, which is, of course, perfectly fair. But it is a very interesting model, this layered model. I'm not now just, you know, different dates are just running through my head as I'm trying to see whether the core of this particular lady was actually feminine, but she had a masculine mask and then maybe another feminine mask as well to sort of, you know, stiffen up a little bit for the date with some mascara on. And, you know, I don't know, but it's just an interesting thought.
It is. And it's more, you know, a lot of times we'll think about the outward appearance, but it's the inward energy, right? That's what we feel. That's what we're connected to, right? That's what we really, when our hearts are connected, we'll feel that energy. They'll feel our energy. That's really the essence of it. And I think one of the key things here is if a woman's core essence is feminine, she really doesn't want to have to be the one making the decisions, right? She doesn't. She wants to be able to relax. She wants to be able to be free to follow your leadership, to not be forced to drive everything, to not be forced to lead everything, to not be forced to make decisions all the time. And so ultimately, that's where it sounds like a responsibility, but this is one of the gifts of masculine energy, right? That we can lead, that we can choose a direction and chart a course to get there. And so our ability to do that will actually allow her to relax. It will actually allow her to feel more free, to feel more open, to feel connected to the moment, as opposed to having to think about how do I get from point A to point B and what's our target and how do we get there, right? It's a gift that we can give to allow her to relax. And then the gift that she will bring us in her feminine is she gives us this gift of energy, right? We're very conservation minded about how much energy is this going to take and what's the reward, right? It's how we're wired. And we'll think about how much energy, what reward am I going to get out of it? And if there's not enough payback, I won't do it, right? Yeah. I'll literally do nothing rather than engage in something that will not have a payback. But women can give us so much energy. We can come home drained and, you know, our woman comes over and she gives us that gift of feminine energy. It's a look, it's a touch, it's the way she moves, it's the way she smiles. And all of a sudden, it's like we can go conquer the world again. And it's a beautiful gift that they give us. So I like to see it not as a burden or responsibility of us to carry the leadership in a relationship, but the gift that we have. And it frees them up to bring the gift of energy to us, right? So that's that beautiful combination of we free them up and allow them to relax. And they bring us this energy that just gives us more to go do more, to go conquer more, to go to provide more, to protect more, to be more engaged in the relationship even and give them more love.
Yeah. I mean, so now I'm curious, like how do I, you know, tear these different layers apart and really try to understand a little bit to what level I'm masculine in the core and so on and so forth? How can I disentangle this?
There's a great quiz that my wife and I put together, and I believe I sent you the link, and that's really, I think that's really, that quiz walks people through how to determine the energy and they're in the moment. That's probably the best tool than trying to go through it here. But you know, ultimately some of the things that help you identify the core nature, you know, is your desire to just be free and complete and done, right? Is your deepest desire to leave a mission in the world, you know, to go accomplish, to leave a mark in the world? Is your desire to really be able to, in a relationship, do you desire to lead, right? Do you desire to be the one who's driving forward, the one who's, you know, maybe even physically bigger and able to pick her up, right? And pick her up? Or is the flip side possible, right? Are you the one who wants to relax and follow and not have to think about it? Do you just want to feel the love and the connection and the flow that's occurring, right? Do you desire to have your man pick you up, right? Do you desire to have the other partner pick you up and put you somewhere down? You know, would it be physically bigger than you? You know, whether they're physically actually taller or not, do you desire to feel that they're bigger to you? Do you desire to feel that? And so those are some of the things that would indicate if your core nature is masculine or feminine.
Well, John, it has been a true pleasure talking to you this afternoon. And I hope to see you again. Probably I've invited you already for some other talks. So I hope that I'm hearing from you.
Absolutely. You will be. You will be.
Until we see each other again. Have a nice evening today.
Thanks, Stephen. You too.
Det var alt fra John Hall og mit interview i den her omgang, men jeg lover, der nok skal komme mere, fordi det føles lidt, som om vi ikke er kommet helt i dybden med det her emne. Vi skøjter stadigvæk lidt på overfladen, og selvom jeg har forstået, tror jeg, grundprincipperne, så kunne jeg måske godt tænke mig at prøve det i praksis. Men for at tage to skridt tilbage, så er jeg jo nok i første omgang en lille bitte smule skeptisk, og måske har det også bare sådan lidt det forkerte navne. Altså, hvad nu hvis min kerne eller min grund værdi eller energi var feminin. Det tror jeg, at mange mænd vil have det svært ved at sådan acceptere bare det semantiske i det, og vice versa. Så på den måde, så kunne man måske kalde det noget andet. Så hvis feminin energi står for det her, at vi gerne vil have mere, og connectedness og flow, og man lever i nuet, stor fokus på nuet, og nydelse i nuet. Og den maskuline energi måske mere det her med at opnå nogle mål, og komme frem i livet, og konkurrere, og egentlig det, man gerne vil i sidste ende, er at undgå ræset, men at bare slappe af, ligesom have completed, færdiggjort noget, man kan lægge sig på sofaen og bare slappe af efter arbejde, hvor den feminine energi ligesom siger, jamen nu skal jeg ikke det der arbejde med, nu skal jeg bare nyde mit liv, og nu skal jeg ud og lave alt det, jeg synes det er sjovt, og ja, bare være mig, og sammen med mine venner, og grine, og så videre. Jamen så kunne man måske kalde det lidt noget andet. Man kunne måske kalde den feminine energi lidt mere procesenergi, eller forbindelsesenergi, og det maskuline sådan lidt mere konkurrence eller målsøgende energi. Ja, det var bare en overvejelse, fordi når jeg kigger tilbage i mit datingliv, så er der helt sikkert gange, hvor at min stærke maskuline kerne har stødt på en meget maskulin energi fra en kvinde, og dermed ligesom ikke rigtig blevet tiltrukket. Samtidig så har jeg jo også den her, tror jeg selv i hvert fald, meget stærke feminine maske, som John Hall kalder det, altså en form for lag uden på min kerne, hvor jeg meget hurtigt går over og bliver fokuseret på det nære og på nuet. Og det er noget, jeg er meget stærk forbindelse med, og kan ligesom lægge for dagen ret hurtigt, og måske også gøre det på anden, tredje, fjerde, måske et par måneder inden i en relation, hvor den maskuline energi så fra min kerne ligesom bliver undertrykt. Og det tror jeg egentlig godt kan sende nogle forvirrende signaler i den anden retning, således at min date pludselig ikke rigtig føler mig længere, eller føler, at tiltrækningen er der længere, eller jeg er tiltrukket til hende, og dermed bliver hun måske lidt usikker på, hvad er det, jeg vil, og hvor vi er på vej hen. Men samtidig så mærker jeg jo det samme for hende, og jeg har utallige eksempler på det, og det er derfor, jeg synes, det er så spændende, at jeg ligesom mærker, at jamen hov, nu oplevede jeg ligesom projektlederen i den her kæreste, vi skulle måske ud og rejse, og pludselig var det hende, der tog charge, og det er jeg lidt vant til, på baggrund af min stærke, maskuline kerne. Og hvordan skal jeg ligesom forholde mig til det? Jamen, så hjælper jeg selvfølgelig til, og så videre, og så lige pludselig, så er vi egentlig bare i det her venskabsforhold, lige pludselig, hvor det hele bare skal glide lidt, og sådan nogle ting, men der er ikke ligesom den her maskuline, feminine dynamik i forholdet. Og grunden til, at jeg også synes, at det her det er så fascinerende og spændende, selvom jeg er lidt bange for de her lidt simplificerede modeller, det er, at jeg tror bare, at der er rigtig mange mennesker også ude i parforholds Danmark, som måske kan genkende lidt til det her, når Operation Putbarn eller i det hele taget Operation Hverdag egentlig skal køre over stablen. John talte også om, at det var mandens ansvar nogle gange at bringe kvinden tilbage i hendes kerne, hvis hun havde en feminin kerne. Den kerne, som man har tændt på i udgangspunkt, hvis man selv har en maskulin kerne. Det synes jeg alligevel er et ret stort ansvar. Jeg tænker bare sådan lidt her i Danmark, hvor at, ja, nu kommer man hurtigt på gyngende grund, men jeg tror, som mange kvinder måske vil sige, at mange danske mænd er blevet sådan lidt vattet, så vil mange danske mænd måske sige, at mange danske kvinder er blevet lidt maskuline. Og jeg har også hørt det i andre podcasts, det her med projektstyringskvinden, der ligesom afmaskuliniserer manden. Og jeg tænker bare i den virkelighed, hvad er det så, man skal gøre som mand? Hvordan bringer man kvinden tilbage, og hvorfor er det her ikke et fælles ansvar? Og hvad skal kvinden gøre, hvis hun nu er meget irriteret over, at ting ikke sker? Så det var nok der, hvor man skulle bruge en time mere med John for at finde ud af det. Og den time tager vi selvfølgelig bare i et senere afsnit. Jeg håber, I har nydt det her afsnit, og der er selvfølgelig links til John Halls hjemmeside, og I er altid velkommen til at tage kontakt til ham, hvis I har lyst til det. Og ellers så gå ind på Facebook-gruppen og sign op der. I kan også subscribe til podcasten eller give den nogle stjerner. Fortæl mig, hvordan det går. Det betyder rigtig meget, så at der er flere, der har mulighed for at høre om podcasten. I er også velkommen til at følge mig på Instagram. Jeg bruger ikke Instagram så meget, men vil gerne bruge det mere, så gør endelig det. Og skriv, hvis der er noget, I synes, jeg skal tage op, et eller andet dilemma eller en udfordring, som I sidder med. Så skal jeg nok prøve at få det med i programmet. Indtil vi høres ved igen, så må du have et rigtig godt datingliv. Tak fordi du lyttede med. Hvis podcasten har givet dig værdi og noget at tænke over, så giv den et review i din podcast-app. Så bliver det nemmere at finde for andre singler. Du kan også følge mig på Instagram og TikTok, hvor jeg lægger små datingtips ud på daglig basis. På hjemmesiden singletips.dk kan du få min gratis e-bog, sådan får du en kæreste, eller tage mit online-kursus Succes med Dating. Tak fordi du lyttede med igen.